In my church, I always do one thing. I would say, God is good, and everybody would say, all the time. And then I would say, all the time, and then you would say, God is good. So we're going to try that now. So till Sunday, we're going to do that. And then after that, your pastor will come back and do as he does. Praise the Lord. God is good.
All the time.
Let's give glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many other times we say God is good? It's not enough, because that's how much good our Almighty God is. Amen. Even when we are bad, our God continues to be good. Let everyone praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but Bennett brother said, because the meeting starts late and then to put the brakes becomes difficult. So let's get straight to the word, and then we will see as the Holy Spirit guides us. We will go on from there. Let's open our Bible to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
The Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
Let's close our eyes. Have a word of prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory for your presence over here. Thank you for the scriptures that has echoed over here. The same Spirit which wrote these scriptures will anoint me to speak, so your children will not leave this place without being blessed, strengthened, delivered, and healed in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the coming days, I will try to talk about me, but today, since the time is very short, I'm going to go straight to the word. And every time I go to a new place, I try to take the most easiest scripture, and I want the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Amen. Because you know the scriptures, and then it'll become easy for the Holy Spirit and easy for me to preach also. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's pray that the Holy Spirit will do the work and use me so that I can give you some enlightenment into the scriptures and will strengthen you guys, and you don't go back the way you came. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Over here, we know whom we are talking about. We are talking about Abraham. I was so blessed to see, I forgot brother's name?
Brady.
Oh, how can you forget that name? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brady, singing Malayalam and worshiping God. Let's give glory to God for that. Hallelujah. You know, to worship God, there is no language barrier. Praise the Lord. Because we say hallelujah, that's a universal language. Praise the Lord. So when you are in the spirit, any language, as long as you're glorifying God, the name of God is glorified. Let's give glory to God once again. You know, when I preach, I just keep on making you do some spiritual exercises. Forgive me. That's just the way I do my ministry. So you will be doing a little bit of physical exercises so that and the spiritual exercises so nobody falls asleep. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, that's also the intention there. Praise the Lord. You know, you all work very hard. Then you come over here. And then, you know, to concentrate on the pastor's message is very difficult. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, let's pray that, you know, everything works together for good. Amen. Over here, we're talking about Abraham. And Abraham's life, you know, God selected a person and said something to him. And the thing about Abraham's life is that God sometimes, to do something, he has to tell you something. Amen? Amen? And when God tells you do something, it is not that easy, right? It becomes a little difficult. Why? Because God makes it challenging for us. Because in the midst of the challenge, you get to know God. That's the whole intention. So when God is speaking to Abraham, he chose Abraham, and he's telling Abraham to do something. So let's read that verse once again, verse 1. Yeah.
The Lord had said to Abraham,
yeah,
go from your country, your people, and your father's household, to the land I will show
you. He's telling three things to Abraham. We know this, we all know it probably by heart, these scriptures. Be in prayer so that God will speak to us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So God is telling Abraham to do three things. And these three things are next to impossible even today. Just imagine those days when the families were, you know, together, joint families, people lived together. And God is telling Abraham to do one thing. What is that?
Leaving
your people. Ale. Praise the Lord. I see Amachi, so I'll be speaking, I'll mixing up English and Malayalam, so, because Amachi also needs to hear. മൂന്ന് കൂട്ടം കാര്യം ദൈവം അബ്രഹാമിനോട് പറയുക. ആദ്യം എന്ത് പറയുക? നിന്റെ ദേശത്തെ വിടാൻ, പിന്നെ ചാർച്ചക്കാരെ വിടാൻ, പിന്നെ പിതൃഭവനം. മലയാളിക്ക് പിതൃഭവനം ഇട്ടുള്ള കളിയില്ല കേട്ടോ. എന്താണെന്ന് ചോദിച്ചാൽ മുഴുവൻ അവകാശം അവിടെ കിടക്കുക. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ആദ്യം എന്ത് ചെയ്യണം? ദേശത്തെ വിടണം. യു ഹാവ് ടു ലീവ് യുവർ കൺട്രി. യു നോ ഇറ്റ്സ് ഡിഫിക്കൾട്ട്. യു നോ ഇഫ് യു സെറ്റിൽഡ് ഓവർ ഹിയർ ഇൻ അമേരിക്ക, ദെൻ സഡൻലി ഗോഡ് ടെൽസ് യു മൂവ് ഫ്രം ഹിയർ, യു ഐ എം ഗോണ് ടേക്ക് യു ടു അനദർ പ്ലേസ്. യു നോ സഡൻലി യു സേ, ഓ ദാറ്റ് വാസ് എ ബാഡ് ഡ്രീം, റൈറ്റ്? ആമേൻ, ആമേൻ. ആൻഡ് ദ ഡ്രീം കംസ് അഗെയിൻ. ഭോ വിശ്വാസേ, ഡോണ്ട് ഷോ മീ ദാറ്റ് ഡ്രീം, ബിക്കോസ് ഐ എം ഓൾറെഡി സെറ്റിൽഡ് ഓവർ ഹിയർ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ് കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് ഡ്രീംസ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ബട്ട് ദാറ്റ്സ് ദ ഹൗ ചാലഞ്ചിങ് ഗോഡ് ഇസ്. That's how God speaks to each one of us. He told three things to Abraham and said, what is that? Leave your country. പിന്നെ ചാർച്ചക്കാരെ വിടണം എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ എന്ത് വിഷമിച്ച് ഈ ചാർച്ചക്കാരെ ഒന്ന് ഒപ്പിച്ചു കൊണ്ടുവന്നു അല്ലേ? പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. അല്ലേ, അമേരിക്കയിലെ ഈ ചാർച്ചക്കാരെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ നമുക്കറിയാം എൻ്റെ പ്രയാസം. ഇതൊന്ന് ഒപ്പിച്ച് കൊണ്ടുവന്ന് കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ തെയ്യം പുതിയൊരു ദൂത് വരും അല്ലേ? പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ലീവ് യുവർ കൺട്രി, ലീവ് യുവർ പീപ്പിൾ, ദെൻ ലീവ് യുവർ. അത് ഏറ്റവും പാടുള്ള കാര്യം. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഈ ഫാദേഴ്സ് ഹൗസിൽ എന്തെങ്കിലും നമുക്ക് കിട്ടുന്ന അല്ലേ, അന്നും ഇന്നും അല്ലേ? ലീവിങ് യുവർ ഫാദേഴ്സ് ഹൗസ് ഇസ് വെരി ഡിഫിക്കൾട്ട്. ലെറ്റ് സീ വി ട്രൈ ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ഹാപ്പനിങ് ഓവർ ഹിയർ. യു നോ, യു ഗോ ടു ചാപ്റ്റർ 11 വേഴ്സ് 27. കൻ യു റീഡ് വേഴ്സ് 27 പ്ലീസ്? നൗ വി ഗോ ടു സ്റ്റഡി അബൌട്ട് Abraham's father. I don't know how many of you are familiar with his father. We are all very familiar with Abraham, but I don't know how much you are familiar with his father. So these are the generations of Terah. Okay. Terah had three children. Who are the three children?
Abram,
Nahor, and Haran. Next. Haran's son was Lot. Okay. I'm just giving you history lessons to make it interesting. Next verse.
While his father Terah was still alive,
yeah. So who died?
Aaron.
The third son?
Right.
Died, yeah.
Abraham and Nahor both married. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai.
So Abraham got married after the youngest son died. Abraham got married. His wife's name was?
Sarai.
Sarah.
And the name of Nahor's
wife was? Milcah. Yeah, little difficult name, so I'll just pronounce it. Yeah, then?
She was the daughter of?
Haran. Who is Haran? Okay, interesting, right? Interesting relationships, right?
Yeah.
I don't have time to get into all those relationships, but just keep in mind, interesting. Is the brother's daughter is marrying to brother. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay, continue. Nammada naatti nu parayanthu ana marumakkal and with some relationship. The Hindus have this kind of aya morra penna and all. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, okay. So now we know from where all these relationships came out. Anyways, yeah. Then?
Now, Sarai was childless.
The Sarai was what? Childless. She didn't have a child. Next.
Because she was not able to conceive.
Then?
Haran took his son Abram, grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, wife of his son Abram, and together they set out from
They started their journey from where? Chaldeans. They started their journey from Ur of Chaldeans to go where? To the land of Canaan. How many of you read this before? Oh, you guys read it? How many of you understood that part? Who started the journey first to go to Canaan? Father started the journey, not Abraham. Okay, now continue then.
But when they came to Haran,
Terah's son's name who died was, what was that?
Haran.
Interesting. Somehow, they got interested in that land. And the attachment, but they started the journey to go where?
Canaan.
I believe God spoke to Terah to go where?
To Canaan.
But they came to Haran, and they got stuck over there, settled over there. How many of you know what was the profession of Terah and Abraham and all? Anybody knows?
Idol makers.
So I'm just imagining they were making idols. They came to Haran and suddenly their business exploded. Like McDonald's. They had franchises everywhere. Eh? And then suddenly he came to Haran and then said, why do we need to move forward? This name is familiar. We have some sentimental attachment to that name, and then our business is booming. Why do we need to keep moving? Amen? But the problem is that when God tells you to do something, you need to do that thing. How do you want to glorify God today? Amen. Praise the Lord. God told Terah that you need to go to Canaan, and they started the journey. They came to, where did they reach there? Haran, and they're stuck over there. And see what happens next. Yeah. And the thing is that because God had spoken to Terah, God could not speak to his next son. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit will speak to you, that is for sure. And if it is speaking to you, just continue to glorify God. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ആത്മാവ് പിതാവിനോട് പറഞ്ഞു, ഒരു കാര്യം ചെയ്യാൻ ഇറങ്ങി യാത്ര തുടങ്ങാൻ പറഞ്ഞു. പിതാവ് യാത്ര തുടങ്ങി, ഹാരാനി വന്നു കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ സ്റ്റക്കായി ഫോർ സം റീസൺസ്. സ്റ്റക്കായി കഴിഞ്ഞാൽ ദൈവത്തിന് പിന്നെ അടുത്ത തലമുറയോട് സംസാരിക്കാൻ പറ്റത്തില്ല. കാരണം എന്തോ, ഇടയ്ക്കൊരു പുള്ളി നിൽക്കുക ജീവനോടെ. പിതാവ് മരിക്കാതെ തലമുറയോട് സംസാരിക്കാൻ പറ്റത്തില്ല. മനസ്സിലായൊരു ദൈവത്തെ മഹത്വപ്പെടുത്തിക്കോ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. തേറാ ലിവ് ഫോർ ഹൗ മെനി ഇയേഴ്സ്? 205 years. The message of God stopped over there. Then, continue. And he died. Then? He died where? ചില കാര്യം കെട്ടിപ്പിടിച്ച് കിടന്ന് അവിടെ തന്നെ കെട്ടിപ്പിടിച്ച് കിടക്കാം. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. അവിടെ തന്നെ എന്ത് ചെയ്തു? അടക്കി. Then, next. Then the Lord is speaking to Abraham. God waited for the father to die to speak to the next generation. And the best part of it is that now God is not telling Abraham where I need to take you. Praise the Lord. I was asking God, why didn't you tell him the name of the place? And that's when God showed me these scriptures and said that this is the reason I didn't tell them. Why? Because ee per already veetu samsaram nadana pera eda kanan oru per already endu cheyittundayirunnu aa kudumbathil samsaricha karyam aa povan yathra thodangiyada ഇടയ്ക്ക് സ്റ്റക്കായി. ഇനി ആ പേരും പറഞ്ഞ് വീണ്ടും യാത്ര തുടങ്ങാൻ പറ്റുമോ? നമ്മൾ സമ്മതിക്കുമോ? പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. സോ നൗ ഗോഡ് ഈസ് സ്പീക്കിംഗ് ടു എബ്രഹാം ഇൻ എ ഡിഫറെന്റ് ലാംഗ്വേജ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ബിഫോർ ഇറ്റ് വാസ് വെരി ക്ലിയർ യു ഹാഡ് ടു ഗോ ടു കാനൻ, ബട്ട് നൗ ഗോഡ് ഈസ് ടെല്ലിംഗ് ഇൻ എ ഡിഫറെന്റ് വേ. ഹീസ് ടെല്ലിംഗ് ദാറ്റ് വേർ ഇസ് ദാറ്റ്? വാട്ട് ഈസ് ഹീ സെയിംഗ്? ഗെറ്റ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് യുവർ കൺട്രി, ഗെറ്റ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് യുവർ കിൻഡ്രഡ് and your father's house and go to a land which I will show you. Hello. The GPS undayittu oru salathu povan prayasava alle edakedake endava reroute okke cheyandi varu alle. Praise the Lord. Appo annathe kaalathu start your journey, go to a place, aa salathu kaalu kutti kazhiyumal tell you this is a land. Hello. Ethra veri yathra angane. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know. Praise the Lord okke poi. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it is not easy to do start a journey like that. That's why he is called the father of faith. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. He had to start a journey without knowing the destination. Praise the Lord. Even if we have the destination, we are people who would not even start. Praise the Lord. We know the promises are there. We know we have to walk to that place. But we'll say we are comfortable here, right? Because the journey is difficult. We don't know what is waiting on your way. We don't know what all things are happening. Praise the Lord. But if God has called you to do something, the hand of God will be with you for to make you accomplish that journey. How many want to praise God today? Hallelujah. Over here, Abraham is given a very powerful, very difficult task. God said to Abraham, you do 3 things for me and I'm going to do 3 things for you. We are all like that. Enikkendu kittum alle? Amen. Praise the Lord. Endelum cheyanavengil namak endu vedam? What am I getting in return? That's all our, that's the biggest question we all keep on asking, right? Charchi vannal? സമയത്ത് വന്നാൽ? പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. സ്തോത്രം പറഞ്ഞാൽ? പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചാൽ? ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് ഗിവ് പുട്ട് എ ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ മാർക്ക്. യു ഗൈസ് ഫിൽ ഇൻ ദ ബ്ലാങ്ക്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. If God has put something inside you, do it for the glory of God, and the glory of God will be revealed in your life. If you want to give glory, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You hear the voice of God, and if you're obedient to the voice of God, there is some promises coming your way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only your way, your children and their children are going to reap the promises because you are obedient to God. How many want to praise God today? Hallelujah. Because Abraham was obedient, even today the children of Israel are being blessed. Amen? Amen. One father was obedient. See how many generations are being blessed because that father was obedient. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, read the next verse. Yeah, verse 2.
I will make you into a nation.
You do three things for me. I'm going to do three things for you. What are the three things? I'm going to make you into a great nation then.
And I will bless you.
I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. See, you do three things for me and I'm going to do three things from me. The things that you have to do is difficult and the things which I'm going to do is impossible for man to do. How many want to praise God?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The thing, however difficult the task becomes, the power of blessings becomes even more greater. How many want to praise God? Hallelujah. When you take stress to do something for God, there is a greater blessing coming into your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The blessing that is going to come into Abraham's life is that I'm going to make you a great nation. And we just read in one chapter before, what is that? Abraham's wife was barren. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you, when you do impossible things for me, I'm going to do things that is impossible for man, which only which I can do. That's what I'm going to do for you. How many want to praise God today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Obedience is something, it's always fruitful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, what is he saying over here? I'm going to make you a great nation. Then what is he saying? I will bless you. Then what is that? I'm going to make you a great and name great. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. These three things man cannot do, can they? No man can be bless or do anything to make a nation. Praise the Lord. What is the next thing? I'm going to bless you. That is only can be done by God. And then what is that? We all want our names to be great. Alle? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Alle? But the thing is that can only be done by God. How many want to praise God? Hallelujah. We cannot do that by ourselves. The hand of God has to be with you for that thing to happen in your life. Let's give glory to God once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's hallelujah. Clap and give glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe that when you are doing for God, there is a hand of God that is going to work in your favor. ദൈവത്തിന് വേണ്ടി മൂന്ന് കാര്യം ചെയ്യുമ്പോൾ ദൈവം നിനക്ക് വേണ്ടി മൂന്ന് കാര്യം ചെയ്യും. അപ്പോൾ തന്നെ ഒരു കാര്യമുണ്ട്. എന്തുവാണ്? ദൈവം ഒരു ആയുധം കൂടെ അബ്രഹാമിന്റെ കൊടുത്തു. God gave a weapon into the hand of Abraham. What are the next words? What is that?
I will bless those who bless you.
Ah.
And whoever
curses you. ഇതിനേക്കാൾ വലിയ ആയുധം വല്ലതും ഉണ്ടോ? നമ്മൾ ഒന്നും ചെയ്യണ്ട. How many of you want to praise God today? Hallelujah. This is a blessing for a child of God. I will bless those.
Bless
anybody is blessing you, he's reaping blessings in his house. Anybody is cursing you, you don't do anything, he's reaping what he's sowing. How many want to praise God today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. For a child of God, you need to understand this thing. As long as you are a child of God, you don't need to take actions. Whoever is taking action, he will reap whatever he is doing. Amen.
Amen.
How many want to glorify God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let people be against you. Let people do whatever they want to do. But one thing is there, praise the Lord, whatever you reap, whatever you sow, you will reap. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It started with Abraham. God said that anybody who blesses you, I will bless you. Anybody who curses you, I will curse you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Very, very, hallelujah. ഇത് ഇതിനേക്കാളും വലിയ വെപ്പൺ വല്ലമാണോ? ന്യൂക്ലിയർ വെപ്പണിനേക്കാളും പവർഫുൾ അല്ലേ? പ്രൈസ് ലോഡ്. എനി എനിമി, ഇവൻ ഇഫ് ഹീസ് തിങ്കിങ് ഓർ കൺസീവിങ് എനിത്തിങ് ഇൻ ഹിസ് ഹാർട്ട് ബിഫോർ ഹി അറ്റാക്സ്, ഹി വിൽ ഫീൽ ഇറ്റ് ഇൻ ഹിസ് ഹൗസ്. ആമേൻ.
ആമേൻ.
ഇവിടെ പ്രസിഡന്റ് ബട്ടൺ ഉണ്ടെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞ് നടക്കുക. പ്രൈസ് ലോഡ്. Praise the Lord. I don't have time to go to Trump anyway. Praise the Lord. Another time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know how much time it took for Abraham to reach Canaan? Anybody knows? 25. How many years?
25.
25 years? Any other answers? To reach Canaan, how much time it took for Abraham? I know, my goodness. BC Abraham, Pastor, if I say, let's read some verses down. Verse 7, read verse 7.
The Lord appeared to Abraham and said,
yeah.
To your offspring I will give this land, so he built an altar there to the Lord.
Let's read verse 6.
Abraham traveled through the land as far as the site of
the Lord. Oh, yeah, no, verse 5 onwards, sorry. Oh, hello. How much time did it take? 25 years? Maybe a week. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know. Praise the Lord and all went out. I don't know. They started the journey from Chaldeans and they reached immediately where? They reached Canaan. It did not take 25 years to get there. 25 years for them to have a child, not to get to Canaan. Praise the Lord. We sometimes confuse things. That's why I wanted to share it with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They started their journey and they reached where? They reached Canaan probably in a week. From where? From Chaldeans to Canaan. And they reached over there. What happened? Next verse.
Abraham traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of
Yeah, and the Canaanites were there in the land, right? Yeah.
The Lord appeared to Abraham and
said, this is the land. God told Abraham, go to a land which I'm going to show you. He didn't tell them the name. Now they are, where are they now? They have put their feet on the land which they and Abraham and his offerings are going to possess it. And see, what is God saying to them? And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land, and there build it. And what did he do? He praised God. How many want to praise God today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He built an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. They built an altar. That was the thing about Abraham. Wherever he goes, he would build an altar for God. How many want to praise God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For children of God, place of worship is very important.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We are not full unless we have a place of worship. We are not full unless we can glorify God. Hallelujah. Because all the source of all our blessing is depending on our God and our worship. How many want to praise God today? Hallelujah. The moment Abraham and his wife set his feet on the land, what happened was that God said to Abraham, this is the land that I'm going to give it to you and your children or your offerings, offsprings. Hallelujah. And immediately what Abraham did was that he thanked God by building an altar. Let's give glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands and give glory to God. Hallelujah. When God promises something for you, God is a God who will fulfill it. Hallelujah. So where the problem started. Praise the Lord. Next word. See where the problem has started. Yeah. Then what did he do? He kept moving to the east of Bethel and pitched his tent.
With Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
Called on the name of the Lord. Next verse.
Then Abraham set out and continued toward the Negev.
കൊടുത്തിട്ട് വാക്തത്വം കൊടുത്ത് പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് മുദ്ര ഇട്ടിട്ട് പിന്നെയും പുള്ളി യാത്ര ചെയ്യുക. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. സംടൈംസ് വി ആർ നോട്ട് സാറ്റിസ്ഫൈഡ് വിത്ത് വാട്ട് വി ഹാവ് അല്ലേ? യെസ് നോ മേ ബി. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. സ്ഥലം കൊടുത്തു, ദൈവത്തിന് മഹത്വം കൊടുത്തു, പിന്നെയും എന്ത് ചെയ്യുക? വാണ്ടറിങ്. ആമേൻ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ആരാധിക്കാൻ സ്ഥലം തന്നു, വന്ന് ആരാധന നല്ല ദൈവമക്കളുടെ ഇടയിൽ ഇരിക്കുക, പക്ഷെ മൈൻഡ് വേറെ കണ്ട. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് ടൈം ടു ഗെറ്റ് ഇൻടു എനിതിങ് വാട്ട് ദി ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഈസ് സേയിങ്. എനിവേ, ലെറ്റ്സ് നെക്സ്റ്റ് വേഴ്സ്. യാ, കണ്ടിന്യൂ. ആ, വേണ്ട, വേണ്ടാത്തടത്ത് പോകാൻ തുടങ്ങിയപ്പം ദൈവം പിടിക്കാൻ തുടങ്ങി. Praise the Lord. എടാ വാക്തത്വം ചെയ്ത് കൈ കൊണ്ട് കൊടുത്തു. പറ്റത്തിൽ പോരാ. Praise the Lord. He kept on wandering. And then what happened? Now there was a famine in the land. Then.
And Abraham went down to Egypt. Ah.
വേണ്ടാത്തടുത്ത് പിന്നെയും പോകാൻ തുടങ്ങി. Praise the Lord. You know, Egypt is the source of all the problems. Yes, no, maybe? If you know the history of the Bible. Yes? Where is he going straight away? Egypt. എന്താ? അവിടെ ഏതാണ്ട് നന്മയുണ്ടെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ പോകുന്നത്. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See? Blessing is, everything is here. God has already blessed and given it to you. How many of you praise God today? Hallelujah. Why are you still wandering? Be faithful where you are. How many of you praise God today? Hallelujah. Why is your mind wandering? Why is your body wandering? That's when God catches you and tells you, and he starts shaking you. Praise the Lord. To see how much faith is still left inside you. And there was a famine in the land. And then what happened? And Abraham went down to Egypt to live over there. And what happened? The famine, the strength of India, what happened? Oh, he made it more severe. Praise the Lord. The problems that is coming into your life is because your mind is wandering. How many want to praise God today? Be stable where you are. Give glory to God, which God has given to you. And God is faithful to take you where you need to go. How many want to praise God? Let's clap and give glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. See what happened over there. There was famine in the next verse. Yeah.
As he was about to enter Egypt,
yeah.
He said to his wife,
Wanda. പുതിയ ബുദ്ധികൾ വരുന്നുണ്ട്. എങ്ങനെയുണ്ട്? മര്യാദയ്ക്ക് അവിടെ കണം കടന്നാൽ പോരെ. ഏ പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഇനിയിപ്പം പുതിയ പ്ലാന്, പദ്ധതികൾ, ഏ പുതിയ സ്ഥലത്തില്ലും, പുതിയ ഐഡൻറ്റിറ്റി. ആമേൻ, ആമേൻ, ആമേൻ. ഹി ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ഈജിപ്ത് ആൻഡ് ഹി നോസ് ട്രബിൾ ഈസ് വെയിറ്റിംഗ് ഫോർ ഹിം ഓവർ ദേർ. ആൻഡ് ഹിസ് ടെല്ലിംഗ് ഹിസ് വൈഫ് വാട്ട്? ആ എത്ര നാൾ അറിയത്തില്ലായിരുന്നു. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഇപ്പം കിട്ടിയ വെളിപ്പാട്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. മൈ ഗോഡ്, മൈ ടൈം ഈസ് ഫിനിഷ്ഡ്. ഐ ഗോട്ട് സ്റ്റോപ്പ് ഓവർ ഹിയർ. ഐ നോ ദിസ്. യു ഗൈസ് ഡോണ്ട്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഐ നോ. യാ, ജസ്റ്റ് റീഡ് ദ വേർഡ്സ്. യാ, കണ്ടിന്യൂ. ഐ നോ വാട്ട് എ ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ വുമൺ യു ആർ.
വെൻ ദി ഈജിപ്ഷ്യൻസ് സീ യു, ദേ വിൽ സേ, ദിസ് ഈസ് ഹിസ് വൈഫ്. ദെൻ
എന്റെ തല പോകുന്ന കേസാ. അതുകൊണ്ട് എന്തോ. ആ ആ അപ്പം എന്തുവാ? യു സേ യു ആർ മൈ സിസ്റ്റർ. ഇതിൻ്റെ വല്ല ആവശ്യമുണ്ടോ? ദൈവം വാക്തത്വം ചെയ്ത് കൊടുത്തിരിക്കുന്ന സ്ഥലത്ത് അവിടെ അങ്ങ് നിന്നാൽ പോരെ. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഈ കടന്ന് കറങ്ങേണ്ട വല്ല ആവശ്യമുണ്ടോ? പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ബിക്കോസ് ഗോഡ് സെറ്റ് ത്രീ തിങ്സ് ടു അബ്രഹാം. വാട്ട് ആർ ദ ത്രീ തിങ്സ് ഹി സെഡ്? ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു മേക്ക് യു എ ഗ്രേറ്റ് നേഷൻ. വാട്ട് ഡിഡ് ഹി സേ നെക്സ്റ്റ്? ഇഫ് യു ആർ എ ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് പേഴ്സൺ, യു ഡോണ്ട് നീഡ് ടു ഗോ എനിവെയർ to get blessings. The blessing is already inside you. How many want to praise God today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The blessing is already inside you. That is the seed that is inside you. That is why when Abraham had a child through Hagar, that child also was blessed. Why? Because the seed of blessing is inside Abraham. How many of you understand? Give glory to God. Hallelujah. God could have said that is an illegitimate child. I cannot bless. No, sorry, because the when God has promised one thing, he cannot go back on the promise. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? So he had to bless Hagar's child, Ishmael, because the blessing is seed is inside you. You don't need to go searching for blessing if you are blessed by God. How many want to clap and give glory to God? Hallelujah. Let's praise God for some time. Hallelujah. Let us be thankful that we are children of God. And let us be thankful for all the promises that is, hallelujah, inside the scripture is ours. Hallelujah. No force on earth has the power to take away any promises that has been promised to each one of us. Hallelujah. Let us claim it tonight. Hallelujah. Let us give glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Let us be thankful to God. Hallelujah. For all the promises that we have got. Hallelujah. Let us say that, hallelujah, Satan, you have no right on me. You have no right on my children. You have no right on our blessings. Hallelujah. Because all the blessings that I have is given to me by the Almighty God. How many of you give glory to God? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ വാക്തത്വങ്ങളുടെ ഉടമയാണ്. ഇതിൻ്റെ ഒന്നും പുറകെ പോകേണ്ട ആവശ്യമില്ല. വാക്തത്വങ്ങൾ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ സമയത്ത് ഓരോന്ന് ഓരോന്ന് നിറപടിയെ നിൻ്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ നീ ദൈവം തരും. പ്രൈസ് ലോർഡ് ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ലെറ്റ് അസ് ക്ലോസ് അവർ ഐസ്. പ്രൈസ് ലോർഡ് ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ലെറ്റ് അസ് മെഡിറ്റേറ്റ് ഓൺ ദ സ്ക്രിപ്ചേഴ്സ് ദാറ്റ് വി വർ ഹിയറിംഗ്. പ്രൈസ് ലോർഡ് ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഗോഡ് കോൾഡ് ഏബ്രഹാം ആൻഡ് സെറ്റ് ടു ഡു ത്രീ തിങ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ഇംപോസിബിൾ ഫോർ ഹിം. And God said that which is impossible by man is possible by God. And that is what I'm going to do for you. Praise the Lord. Sarah's womb was barren. God said that is impossible by man, but there is nothing impossible for me. I'm going to open it for you. How many want to praise God today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are the God of the impossible. Hallelujah. To make things possible which is impossible, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you for speaking to us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to, hallelujah, meditate on the scriptures, Lord. Let us be strengthened by your promises, Lord. Hallelujah. Let not our minds and our body and our soul wander here and there, Lord. Let us be stable in where we are and let us continue to worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. Thank you for your presence in our midst, Lord. Thank you for the children of God who are here, Lord. Thank you for your promises that has been showered into each and every one's life, Lord. Hallelujah. You are a faithful God, Lord. Hallelujah. How much ever we thank you is not enough, Lord. Hallelujah. We declare blessings on each one of us, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the hand of God be with each one of us, Lord. Oh, Lord, you only guide us, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit speak to us, Lord, hallelujah. And let it mold us, Lord, hallelujah. And use us for the glory of your kingdom, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for everyone who's gathered over here, Lord, Heavenly Father. You know each and every one of our needs, Lord, hallelujah. And we know that you have the answer to all our needs. And we believe that you're going to answer us as we pray, Lord, hallelujah. In spirit, we see the answers, Lord, hallelujah. And in coming days, we will see it in physical life, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for this church. We thank you for each and every family in this church. Especially we pray for the pastor who is traveling, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we give him, pray for him, Lord, hallelujah. Give him divine protection. Let him have a blessed time. Come back and once again glorify your name, hallelujah, with blessed testimonies, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for all your grace and mercy, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for each and every member of this church, Lord. You know their wants and needs, Lord, Heavenly Father. You open the floodgates of heaven and you strengthen them, Lord. If somebody is sick, you heal them, Lord. Lord, if somebody is depressed, Lord, you enlighten them once again, Lord. If somebody is bowed down, you lift up their heads, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your work be done in our lives, Lord. We thank you because you are doing it right now. And those who are not present over here, wherever they are, continue to bless them too, oh Lord. We praise you, give you all the glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's raise our hands and give glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 The grace of the Father, love of sweet Jesus Christ, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit continue to abide with each one of us till the coming of Christ. And the church said, amen, amen. Let's give glory to God. Amen, 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 amen. Amen.